Well, guys, it's another season, 2012. Are you ready?
Short off season, Freddie. That's what happens with these Super Bowl runs.
That's the price of success. But, you know, right off the bat, Patriots come off the Super Bowl, and a lot of the experts have them favored along with Green Bay to go back to Super Bowl. Do you guys agree?
I think you have to. I mean, I think they have to be the leader in the AFC. When you have Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, a great offense, these contract extensions, they kept the core together, Welker, Hernandez, Gronkowski. You know, they proved last year they could do it without much of a defense. Why shouldn't they be able to do it again?
Absolutely, and I think the AFC is down. And that's not to take anything away from teams like Houston or anybody in the West. Peyton Manning's coming back in. We'll see how he changes things in Denver. But I really do. I agree with Andy. I think the Patriots right now are the class of the AFC, and until someone proves otherwise, that's how I'm going to feel.
Well, as you know, on PFW, we do more than the 50,000-foot look. We go right down into the nitty-gritty. I got to say, I never thought, you know, and you might disagree with me, I'd go into 2012 having questions about this offense. I have questions, not so much that they'll be successful. We know they will. But are they better, even on paper, than they were last year? Right now, I don't know.
But do they need to be better? They were the number two offense in the NFL last year. The only way to be better is to be number one. And that number two offense led them to a Super Bowl.
Could they have been better in the Super Bowl?
Sure, they could have used anything. They could have used a better defense, a better kick returner, all of that. But that number two offense had them in the Super Bowl last year.
Okay, go ahead.
One of the things that if you're asking that specific question, I'm going to say they're probably not proven to be as good as they were last year. But that's because Matt Light retired, and I think that's a huge hole. No fault of their own. What are you going to do? You're moving a young guy that you drafted in the first round last year in Nate Solder to the left tackle spot. It's going to have some growing pains here. Dante Scarnecchia talked about it in Tampa. He's much better than he was last year, you know, despite all of the, you know, the concerns that we had all summer long. I think that he's going to be a very good football player, but right now he's probably not as good as Matt Light was last year, so that hurts you a little bit. I think you're more worried about the wide receiver.
Well, yeah, the offensive line has been the talk all, you know, preseason and during training camp. But the cuts that happened last week, I mean, you have to kind of shake your head because we started off preseason thinking they had all this wide receiver depth, the band was back together again, and now they're all gone, and we're left with Brandon Lloyd, who has not shown in preseason that he's in sync yet with Tom Brady. Could he be? Yes, but wide receiver, other than Wes Welker, what are we looking at?
Well, you're looking at Lloyd, and he's different than Deion Branch. That's the first thing I want to point to. And he may be a better fit for this offense. Theoretically, if he fits in as an outside receiver who can stretch the field a little bit, maybe open up some space, that is better for this offense than maybe what Deion Branch was. But you're right. It was a surprise. I was someone who thought they might try to keep all the veteran receivers.
Right.
They'd have seven. Well, they didn't. It went Stallworth, Gaffney, and each one became more of a surprise as they got to Branch. And they decided to go a little bit, you know, thinner there. They have more tight ends. Maybe they bring in a fullback at some point. I think you're going to see this offense look a little bit different in the personnel and the formations that they put out on the field. But again, that doesn't mean it won't be as good.
And I think they clearly also tried to get younger. And I think when you make a trade the day after cuts for Greg Salas, that brings a second-year guy in here, by the way, with some familiarity with the system. I know we overrate that, Fred. You're making the face already.
So did the three guys we cut.
I think they're trying to get younger. I think they know that what they had in Stallworth, Gaffney, and Branch. And listen, that was pretty good. I was surprised, too. I'm not trying to make excuses, but they went out and got Salas. I think they think he's a young guy that can fit in and knows Josh McDaniel's system. We'll see how that works out. But I think it was a concerted effort by Bill to get a little bit younger at that
spot. One quick one. You're worried about the offense?
Okay.
I think the running back position could, I say could, be a lot better if Ridley and Vereen can stay healthy. I think their big playability, I think you're away from those days where you say, yeah, Benny did a nice job. He got us the 3.5 yards that were there. You have guys now that can break 5, 10, 15-yard runs, maybe help out a little more in the passing game. If they can stay healthy, Ridley and Vereen could make this
offense
better.
Well, that's a big if, though, because right now Ridley was banged up last year. He's banged up a little bit beginning of this season. Vereen, we know. We don't know.
This negative man. No, where is the real Fred Kern?
Look.
It's like we've had a role reversal.
I'm Mr. Positive.
I think in the long run, they're going to get their legs underneath them, and they'll be fine. But I think starting this season, you know, they're probably a little bit lucky that they're starting with Tennessee and Arizona, who are teams that are, you know, trying to kind of rebuild on their own. I think that's a break for the Patriots because out of the gate, I don't think this offense is going to be hitting on all cylinders. And to stay on the positive side, we haven't even touched on the two guys that were extended this offseason. Probably
huge.
The two most important guys on the offense besides Tom Brady, Gronkowski and Hernandez.
That's the centerpiece of your offense. I think they made it clear this is what we're building around. These two young tight ends, and with Hernandez, it's slash slot receiver and what he is for the offense. You saw that's where they wanted to commit, and everybody immediately said, well, where does that leave Wes Welker? Well, it leaves him where he is as a 30-something receiver, and these are 20-something tight ends who are the future, and he's just the present.
And from what we've seen about Hernandez in preseason, he just gets it.
100 balls.
I was gonna say, this guy thinks he's going to be the Gronkowski of last year.
100 balls, so breakout year. Fantasy drafts, go get him.
Right, fantasy players.
Those PPR Hernandez. Leagues.
Yeah.
We all know the Patriots offense has been one of the best in football over the last 5 years or so, but one way I think it can get even better in 2012 is with the running game. I don't necessarily think they'll run it more often than they have in the past, but I think they have a chance to hit some more big plays. Stephen Ridley, Shane Vereen, these guys, I think, have the possibility of hitting some home runs. I think the Patriots can dictate matchups. They can go spread and look to hit inside with some big plays, and I think they also can go with three tight end looks and see how the opposing defense reacts. If you want to stay with your sub defense, you can run it right at them. I think the big change will be, and we saw this in the preseason a little bit against Tampa Bay, Stephen Ridley hits one off tackle 29 yards down the sideline. Last season, Ben Jarvis Green-Ellis maybe gets 10 yards on a play like that. We're all looking for improvement on the Patriots defense, and certainly the team has made plenty of adjustments in that regard. Right off the top, first-round picks, Dante Hightower, Chandler Jones, they're going to start. Free agent newcomer, Steve Gregory's going to settle in at that safety spot. But I think the key to improvement overall here is a guy who's been there all along, and that's Devin McCourty. He was great 2 years ago as a rookie, great ball skills, showed a physical side, but really took a step back last year. The Patriots are going to need more of the rookie McCourty than what they saw last year because opposing wide receivers caught more passes on him than anybody in that secondary. Now, one of the things that really jumped off the page at me when the Patriots made their last roster cuts last week was how thin they were at linebacker. Only 5 linebackers on the roster currently when they let Bobby Carpenter go. But the more I started thinking about it, the more I looked at the safeties and thought, maybe it's not such a strange thing. We saw a lot of rookie Tavon Wilson and even some Nate Ebner really working more as linebackers in some of those sub-packages. So I think some of these bigger guys at the back end are going to play roles closer to the line of scrimmage. With the 4-3 sets the Patriots have really embraced the last couple of years now, I think the need for depth at linebacker might be a little bit less than it would have been 2 or 3 years ago.
Coming up on Patriots Football Weekly.
I just go out there and play, and whatever happens, happens. You know, it's always new and a mystery to me, too.
New England Football Night is presented by AT&T, the nation's fastest mobile broadband network.
Nothing compares to Papa Gino's Pizza. With that signature tomato sauce and unmistakable 3 cheese blend. Especially when you're the voiceover guy who gets to eat that Papa Gino's Pizza when the commercial's over. Yeah, it's good to be me. It's also good to be you, because right now at Papa Gino's, buy any large pizza and get up to 3 extra large cheese pizzas for only $8 each. They just won't be these pizzas. These are mine.
Welcome to Bud Light Fantasy Football, where every bottle is a player.
My Bud Light threw for 4 TDs.
Draft players using codes on specially marked bottles of Bud Light.
Mine won the game with a 60-yard field goal.
Manage your team at BudLight.com/FFL.
My Bud Light fumbled at the 3-yard line.
My Bud Light extended my winning streak.
When Bud Light is on your roster, every game is a win.
My Bud Light made him cry.
Bud Light Fantasy Football. Start building your team today.
Man, I am hungry.
You and me both.
I'm thinking the chopped power salad.
Think all you want, big guy.
We're getting a handmade barbecue bacon burger.
No way! Power salad.
Bacon burger.
Salad.
Burger.
Whose side are you on?
The right one, doofus.
Feed both sides of you at Uno. Stop in every weekday for our 2-for-you lunch. Delicious combos guaranteed in 10 minutes.
Welcome back to the Fisher XLS Halftime Show. Fisher really has the unfair advantage in this one. The Fisher XLS is definitely putting a whooping on the V-plows with reports of up to 30% more efficiency. For more on the Fisher XLS and to see how much more profitable it'll make you, head on over to FisherPlows.com.
I never saw the ending coming.
That first sentence is just mind-blowing.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Oh, incredible.
Yeah, the clapping.
Michael!
Why didn't you just call Ace Ticket?
Oh, yeah.
Putnam Investments celebrates 75 years of pursuing performance excellence. Putnam is a proud partner of the New England Patriots. Images of the Week, brought to you by Jack Daniels. Drink responsibly.
If you follow the Patriots on social media, you know our social media manager, Christy Berkery, does a great job posting photos, whether it's on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. Here's three of her favorites from over the summer. These are the Patriots' two top draft picks, looking buddy-buddy, Chandler Jones and Dante Hightower. This next one is one of the fan favorites. When Christy posted on Facebook, it had about 50,000 likes. Finally, it's always great to see our service men and women at training camp. Here's Wes Welker saying hello.
Player Perspective, brought to you by Putnam Investments.
Rob Gronkowski, big extension. You're going to be here for a long time, possibly through 2019. It's got to make you feel pretty good.
Yes, definitely. But right now, the only thing really worried about going into Tennessee this week, we got a couple practices ahead of us, and just trying to get rolling out there so we're ready and prepared.
Well, specifically with Tennessee, it's a team that that you guys don't see a whole lot of. What kind of problems do they present on defense?
They're all fast and they're all quick, and they can shoot and hit the gaps at their speed that they have. So we got to be prepared, we got to do our assignments, and we got to be in the right spots at the right time.
But at the same time, you and your buddy here, Aaron Hernandez, you present a lot of problems for defenses too, and it's got to be pretty exciting for you guys to have these, you know, I don't want to say revolutionary sets, but the way you guys have played offense with the two tight ends and adding more tight ends, it's got to be pretty exciting to have these kinds of possibilities.
Yes, definitely. It's always exciting to have a couple possibilities on the offense. I mean, we have a lot of great wide receivers, running backs, tight ends, and we can always switch it up. And whatever the offensive coordinator calls, we're going to go out there and we're going to perform our jobs, and hopefully it's always a good match out there.
I wanted to get back to the contract a little bit because Patriots fans are really excited to have you two guys locked up long term, but what was the first thing that popped into your mind, you know, when you realized it was all done and you were going to be here for a while? What was the first thought that went through your head?
Just super excited to be around here. Love this place. Love being around here. Love playing for this team. It's a great organization. And right now, I mean, that was a couple months ago. And right now, though, we're just all focused on Tennessee coming up.
And then when you had a chance to see Aaron get rewarded, did you guys talk about it in between? Did you guys have any doubts as to whether or not both of you would be able to stay here long term?
No, definitely super excited for him. Great guy and great teammate. Love that I'll be playing with him for a while. In the last 2 years, we've been together, so definitely super excited to be with each other every single week from practices to games.
If I had to pick one tight end, who am I picking for my fantasy team?
I don't know. If it's myself and I was growing up and I was in high school right now, it would be Tony Gonzalez because I always looked up to him playing. So I would go with him while I was in high school because that was always my favorite tight end growing up.
Well, are you going to get more points than Tony Gonzalez this season?
We'll see. He's a great player.
Back for another season of From the Heart. Each week, we will look at key matchups in that week's game. This week, it all starts with the offensive line. We know throughout the preseason was the most criticized aspect of the Patriots this summer. And it starts with a big challenge. Cameron Wimbley, veteran pass rusher brought to Tennessee. They also have a lot of other young bodies. They can roll out pass rusher after pass rusher. Nate Solder will get a huge test in his first start at left tackle, trying to replace Matt Light. In the third preseason game, the ever-important third preseason game, Titans defensive front dominated the Cardinals. Mike Munchak called it awesome, but he wasn't the only head coach that was impressed. Bill Belichick thought it was pretty impressive, too.
They have good edge rushers. They have good inside rushers. They're athletic. They're quick. They don't stay blocked very long. Wimbley's is an experienced guy that, you know, and gives them a good edge presence. And, I mean, they have a young defensive line. They get a lot of pressure from everywhere, really.
Patriots offensive line, not the only group that has some new starters. The defensive front has a lot of young bodies out there. Rob Ninkovich making the move to left defensive end. Chandler Jones, the top pick, starting at right defensive end.
Dante Hightower starting at strong side linebacker, and they face a big challenge against Chris Johnson. Had a down year last year after the holdout, barely over 1,000 yards, but not far removed from the guy who rushed for 2,000 yards, can break any play, take it to the house, 90 yards away, that's scoring position for Chris Johnson. Those guys need to prove they can stop the run first, because with Tennessee starting a young quarterback in Jake Locker, Chris Johnson is going to be the focal point of their offense. Then the attention turns to the pass. Tennessee has Jake Locker making his first career NFL start. He is a runner with a strong arm. He's dangerous on the move, more dangerous than when he's in the pocket. That puts a premium on controlled pass rush. So while we want Chandler Jones to get to the quarterback, we want Rob Ninkovich to get to the quarterback, they cannot sell out to do it. They want to keep Locker in the pocket and then get some rush up the middle from guys like Kyle Love, Vince Wilfork, maybe even Justin Francis, the undrafted rookie. So stop the run and controlled pass rush. Two keys to stopping the Titans' offense.
Coming up on Patriots Football Weekly.
I don't know what the reason why Brian Waters isn't here. Do you?
I do.
Patriots Football Weekly, brought to you by Ace Ticket, the official fan travel partner of the Patriots. For information, call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com.
Bank of America, we're continuing to lend and invest in the people, businesses, and organizations that call Greater Boston home. Whether it's financing the continued growth of a local restaurant company, helping to provide food, shelter, and hope to those in need, or offering young people the support they need to build successful careers in the arts. What's important to the people of Greater Boston is important to us, and we're proud to work with all those who are making our communities stronger.
Success is a commitment to getting every detail right.
I want pizza.
I want soup.
Multigrain pizza.
All you can eat soup.
Pizza.
Soup.
Pizza.
Soup.
Pizza.
Soup.
Choosing what to eat doesn't have to be a competition. Uno's two for you lunch lets everyone create their own perfect combo. Only at Uno.
It knows you. It fits you.
Phone book.
It listens to you. And with the available advanced package, it can help look out for your blind spots. The Acura MDX could be the smartest car you've driven.
Visit your New England Acura dealer for attractive offers for well-qualified customers.
Want to bank on the go without going to a big bank? From smartphone apps to mobile deposit and text banking, Cambridge Savings brings you the latest in access, security, and convenience. CSB, inspired by the way you live.
Around the NFL.
Patriots had joint practices with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers this summer, and while the Patriots were down there, we learned that the Bucs' new head coach, Greg Schiano, had a lot of advice from Bill Belichick coming in. But I'm not sure he listened to everything Bill had to say. See, a few days ago, the Bucs got rid of Moby Okoye, and on the way out the door, Schiano had some choice words as to why they did that. They say they were frustrated waiting for him to come off his injury, and that, you know, based on his knee history, they actually took a risk on him. Well, Okoye didn't like that. He came back at Schiano and said he questioned Schiano's character, said he actually came back too fast from his injury, and that really hurt his progress. So here's the rule, Greg Schiano, and you got to take it from Bill Belichick. There's no upside talking about injuries. Whether it's your guy or a guy on the way out the door, you don't talk about injuries.
The number one topic of conversation around the NFL has to be, by far, the replacement officials. And I'm on board with this. I am as concerned as anybody. But really, at some point, I think we have gotten to the stage where it's just piling on. Right now, you look at these guys, they're not as good as the real thing. We know that. They're going to make mistakes. There's going to be some slowdowns in play. We know that. But really, player safety? Are the players really going to be at risk because there's replacement officials out there? I'm really not seeing this one. I know there's a lot of people out there that are coming up with all kinds of reasons. We want the real guys back, but I really don't think Tom Brady is more at risk because replacement officials are out there. They're going to throw flags, and the players know they have to play within the rules. I just don't get this one.
The new football season is a time of hope and hype, and there's no more hype around any one player than Cam Newton, the second-year player, Pro Bowler as a rookie, sets a record for rushing touchdowns as a quarterback, 4,000 yards, there was a lot to like. But now everybody's making this huge jump. Even my boss, Fred Kirsch, picked Cam Newton as his NFL MVP for 2012. Whoa, let's pump the brakes a little bit. He still lacks accuracy, still doesn't run a great offense, still slow in his reads at times, and I've learned one thing about running quarterbacks. They live by the run, they die by the run. They never live up to the hype. Cam Newton will be the same thing. Great athlete, not yet a great quarterback, certainly does not deserve MVP hype at this point in his young career.
Trash Talk, brought to you by Waste Management. Remodeling or just have clutter to get rid of? Waste Management's new Baxter. Dumpster in a bag can take it on. Visit thebaxter.com for more info.
Brian Waters sat at home all summer, but should he or any other player be able to dictate when he comes back?
Hell no, a player should not decide when he shows up. The head coach does that. Every player hates training camp. Ask Logan Mankins. You think he wants to be here? Ask Vince Wilfork. The guy weighs 350 pounds. You think he wants to be out in the hot sun every day banging heads? No, but it's a necessary evil. It's where teams are built. I don't care how good you are. You don't just sit out camp and show up when you want to.
Oh, grow up. You know, this is the NFL. It's the pros. It's the highest level of play.
So they don't need practice. Good point.
Of course they need practice, and of course you want all your players on the field as often as you can. Bill Belichick tells us that all the time, but there are exceptions to be made. Not everybody is treated exactly the same, and you have to figure out which guys can handle it. It's not an ideal thing, like I said, but Brian Waters showed that he could go through a whole season without any training camp with that team. He did it last year. I have no doubt that he could do it this year if he had to.
This isn't about Brian Waters. It was a totally different situation last year. He was a free agent. He can choose to show up when he wants to as a free agent. When you're a member of a team, you do what the other 89 members of that team do. And if there's going to be an exception to the rule, you're telling me it's Brian Waters? He had a great year, don't get me wrong, but he's a guard. I think Logan Mankins is a better guard. I think Vince Wilfork is a better player. And oh, by the way, Tom Brady, if anybody's going to get to just take camp off and maybe go to Costa Rica, do some surfing, it's not Tom Brady. There is no exception to be made for Brian Waters. That's ridiculous.
You keep bringing up Logan Mankins. I'll go back to him. They did it for him. He held out and he missed
the Whoa, that was a contract holdout.
Absolutely.
That was about money. So you want Waters to show up mid-season.
It doesn't matter to me why the reason is that a guy is gone.
The reason is because he just doesn't want to practice.
If he's good enough and he's worth waiting for and you have a need for that position, and the Patriots certainly do, then you make an exception.
There's nobody good enough to blow up your team. No, it doesn't.
That's the way it works.
Give me another example of the Patriots that was just allowed to sit out.
I just gave you one.
No, you didn't, actually.
Logan Mankins.
No, you didn't. That was a contract dispute. He showed up.
I don't know what the reason why Brian Waters isn't here. Do you?
I do. It's because he's done this every time he's been in a position like this.
So
when he's the veteran.
Do you know that the reason why he has done that has been because of contracts?
He doesn't like to practice.
Or do you not know
he doesn't like to practice. That's the bottom line. He
showed that over his practice.
Exactly. We've come full circle to my point.
No one likes to practice. You're not answering my question. Why do we make an exception for Logan Mankins?
We didn't make an exception.
Well, if it's all about this team concept and you can't blow up your team, you shouldn't have accepted him back. You shouldn't have accepted him back
either. No, that was a long-term extension. This is just a guy who's under contract.
What's the difference as to why a guy is missing? If you feel like that guy can help your team, if he comes back, you take him back.
So we'll just take back whoever wants to take off.
No, not everybody can come back.
Willie McGinnis used to, quote-unquote, get the veteran treatment. You know what that used to be? You come to camp, and you probably get some days off throughout the course of camp. Brian Waters
that
just wants to come
Willie
from
McGinnis.
His couch where he plays video games with his kids, and we're just going to slide him into the starting lineup because, quote-unquote, he's good enough.
Patriots Football Weekly is brought to you in part by Pepsi, official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Very superstitious. Writings on the wall. When you believe in things that you don't understand, then you suffer. Superstition.
Bud Light, the official beer of NFL fans who do whatever it takes. Here we go.
It's the playoffs. We haven't served a single calorie all season, and we're not serving one now. If you can't handle it, go sell foam fingers in the parking lot. How many calories are you carrying?
Zero!
How much Pepsi taste?
A lot!
Now get out there and make me proud.
Yeah!
Pepsi Max. Zero calories, maximum Pepsi taste.
Trust is earned through consistency and a commitment to excellence.
Our clients absolutely expect a high level of performance and a high level of results.
We filed a complaint in Lawrence Superior Court. Seek damages.
We are not about to let our clients down under any circumstances.
These are long-lasting and ongoing injuries.
Under any circumstances.
Pursuing that in a very aggressive manner.
For over 25 years, helping people who are injured through no fault of their own get what they deserve is something that I absolutely believe is worth fighting for.
Experience music's biggest, most powerful night of the year, the MTV Video Music Awards. Mind-blowing performances, awe-inspiring talent, trend-setting styles, and unexpected surprises. This is the moment. The 2012 MTV Video Music Awards, going live Thursday, September 6th at 8.
Brought to you locally by DCU, Digital Federal Credit Union. What can DCU save you?
So let's get right to it, all right? This first one comes in from Loring Rowe, and he wants to know, do you think the replacement officials will hinder the offense operating in a no-huddle?
Well, I do think, Freddie, that is one area that you might really see a difference. And look, we know these guys aren't up to speed. They're not going to be as good as the regular officials. And this is one area I think it really could show up. I think teams like the Patriots, the Packers, the Saints, really experienced quarterbacks that like to press tempo and push the no-huddle, I think you're going to see these guys have a hard time keeping up.
I mean, the real refs do. So.
Absolutely.
This one comes in from B. Larson. He wants to know, what are your thoughts on the defensive youth movement and the 2012 free agent class that wasn't?
Well, first of all, I love the youth movement. I love the dedication of first-round picks towards defense. Obviously, what they had was not working. They needed to get younger and better, more importantly, on defense. As far as the free agent class, I think the big issue there is Jonathan Finene. I mean, he was one of the big signings, and there's obviously an issue there with his failure to disclose an injury and all that, so that hurts it. But I still think that Steve Gregory could be a big part of this football team, and he was one of the other starters they signed. I think he is going to be a solidifying force in the back end of the secondary. That safety spot was terrible a year ago, and if he can just be a constant force there, that's a huge upgrade. So don't wash your hands of this free agent class just yet.
No, you're right. All right, Jake Gabriel writes, and first he wants to know if the mobile app will have an up-to-date roster and depth chart. It will. The new and updated Patriots app has all that, so there's the answer to that question. But he also wants to know about Rob Ninkovich and his change from outside linebacker to defensive end. What do you think his role in that position will be this year?
Well, I think, really, it's pretty much the same thing as we've seen it in the past. It's just called a different thing, and Rob was sort of adamant about this. You know, he's done a lot of these different things in the past. He was a college defensive end in the first place, and previously to coming to New England, he was a defensive end. Now, he spent some time as an outside linebacker here, but last season, it was really more of a 4-3. He was an outside linebacker, maybe in name only. I think that the one thing that you would worry about with him is his ability to stand up for 16 more games outside against some power running teams. But you know what? You don't see a whole lot of power running teams in the NFL anymore. Listen, I think Ninkovich has done all of these things. I think at this point he's proven what he is. Is he Lawrence Taylor? No, but he's a solid, serviceable edge player. Let's just call him that. He's an edge player, and I have no problems with him, in the Patriots' defensive lineup because that's where he's been now for the better part of three seasons.
And that said, with the lack of depth at linebacker after cuts, there's no saying he won't play a little strong side linebacker. They have some depth at defensive end that might get a chance. So his days of kind of moonlighting in a couple different jobs may not be over either.
All right. Well, we'll do this every week. We'll answer your questions. Send them to us at askpfw@patriots.com.